I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. Nearly 1 million coal miners went on strike in Great Britain. A period of great labor unrest marked the year leading up to the massive walkout from the mines. In 1911, dock workers and railroad workers walked off the job. Overall, workers participated in more than 850 strikes. Even school children, fed up with the disciplinary practice of caning, went out on strike. Mine workers in South Wales joined the wave of strikers, but ultimately their actions were defeated. Undeterred by the setback, the Welsh miners demanded the Miners' Federation of Great Britain to take a vote among all miners on the question of establishing a national minimum wage. Up to that time, miners' pay fluctuated with the uncertainty of the coal markets. The miners resoundingly voted to take on the wage issue. They cast ballots 4-1 in favor of a national strike. Nearly 1 million miners answered the call. Alarmed, the Times declared the strike the greatest catastrophe that has threatened the country since the Spanish Armada. The owners of the White Star Line worried that their new ship, the Titanic, would have to travel at reduced speeds on her maiden voyage due to the coal shortage. They scrambled to find more coal, ultimately taking the supply from other ships to ensure their new luxury liner would meet the advertised speeds. Recognizing the impact of the miners' strike on industry and commerce, the government responded by passing a new law through Parliament, calling for a minimum wage to be set district by district. After 37 days, the strike was ended. Not all of the miners received the wages they had hoped for, but the strike had resoundingly proven the power of organized labor. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.